Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory. And this is I Come From the Mountain, starting a little late as we solve some technical issues here in the studio. But I think that we are here and we are online and we are ready to provide you with an hour of magic, true magic. I am joined today, hopefully, if this mic will work, by... I'm actually not sure what we are today.
Yeah, who are we today?
Hold on.
Fragments of our past selves. I don't know if I'm even being heard right now, so I could just...
Yeah, just go for it.
I don't want to... I don't want to start ad-libbing because I don't have anything to say. The hardest part about writing is having something to say, and I think that's always something I struggle with. So don't.
Then I think today's episode then might be brought to you by the inconsistency of the human brain and our inability to just pull story and make sense of it. Perhaps.
Yep, because memories are just stories we tell ourselves.
Did they even really happen? I think then this is a really apt thing that we just played into this. So this is actually an older little piece by Obeil Shirani called Release, off of an album that he released in 2021 called Sandbox. And I just really love it. I've been listening to it today, and even though it kind of falls off the purview of new and new music, 2021 is like not that far away, you know, not that long ago. So
yeah, everything is sort of collapsed.
So let this be then songs for collapse. Songs towards the collapse of what? Of memory, of the show, of the world, of capitalism.
Yeah, see, your creativity is reliable. Congrats. That was great. Songs for collapse.
Songs for collapse. Oh, that's perfect. Let's just roll right into it. This next song is by a band named Tunic from Winnipeg.
through our arms across the fence, through the halls of the barrier. Pieces, but this is the same old over again. Waiting for the wind to wash the pain. The wind to wash the pain. The wind to wash the pain.
Yo, yo, yo. Ah, that's not. That wasn't on brand. Anyway, hi. Welcome to the speaking portion of this here show. I come from the mountain, the show that doesn't happen on a physical mountain, but it does happen in the mountains of your mind. And you are here with, I think just because we kind of rushed in here and we faced a lot of studio problems, just like getting set up because we have new things that happened here. Like this, it looks the same, but is also different. Which is hard for you to understand because you're not looking at the thing I'm looking at, which is our board. But we're good, but we did have like a rough start there. So I think both me and Tash are currently like two stages of collapse. That's kind of how I feel about it today.
Like we're both different stages or we're the same stage?
I think maybe different stages of the same collapse.
Okay, good. Because I feel like I'm post-collapse. Like I'm just collecting myself here.
Oh, then I'm definitely the building falling apart.
I love that.
Okay, so falling apart, and then you have, like, the people, like, putting the pieces back together after the collapse has happened.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
As someone with low cortisol, I often feel like I'm post-collapse.
Wow. It's a pleasure to be back. I'm sorry that I wasn't here last week. It was my birthday. And not that I don't love doing this, but I needed time away from the station. So I took time away from the station. And so I wasn't here to do a brand new show for you. But here I am today to do a brand new show for you. And I'm very excited about it, even though I think one of the things that I've come to terms with over the past couple weeks is that my 2024, I became the very joke that I've always known that I am. And I just listened to a lot of metal and a lot of punk and very little anything else. And so, even though I like the show to have a little bit of like variance, it's been a lot of punk, y'all.
Ricky's very genre.
Yeah.
I mean, I think any longtime listener, oh my gosh, longtime listener, any longtime listener would know that you have a bias, but I think that's good. Like, I don't love a show that has too much variety just for variety's sake. I like it when I know what someone's taste is, you know?
Yeah. You know, I just think that we're trying to strike a tonal.
Yeah.
A tonal thing here. And tone isn't always dictated by genre. I think that's the challenge. So
no, it's more like sensibility.
Yeah. And so, you know, like I sometimes don't feel as good when the show, it just turns into like an hour of like loud screaming and punk, even though like I like that. Like I like that. But anyway, too many excuses and maybe you're really enjoying what's happening. So let's talk about what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
You just heard a song from New York noise rock quartet Raspberry Bulbs called Bitter Now off of their latest record, The World is Empty, The Heart is Full, which actually came out last year, but I discovered it 2 weeks ago. And Raspberry Bulbs are a very cool band. I think they're a very...
This is a test of the emergency alert system.
Like they were not of this era, but also very much of this era. And then you kind of wish that they were more than what they are, but you're kind of also kind of down that they're just this kind of gritty, noisy band. And so, I don't know. I feel like their new album really kind of solidifies them as like just a... I'm here for it. Before that, you heard from Locals, Drive Your Plow Over the Bones of the Dead, a song called Baleful Solitude, which closes their new album, Tragedy as Catharsis, which just fits the collapse, the soft collapse theme of today very well, even just on a thematic level. Before that, you heard from the Swedish quartet Coil Guns, a song called The Wind, to wash the pain off of their brand new album, Odd Love. And then before that, you heard a smattering of singles, one from I believe they're from San Diego. They're definitely American. The American hardcore band Spy, a song called On the Brink, which is a single for what is supposedly their upcoming album on their brand new label, Close Casket Activities, which is very quickly becoming one of my favorite labels. Close Casket has just made some very good like signing decisions lately. And if you're into like hardcore metal, like kind of extreme music like that, I strongly suggest you follow their roster because they've got some cool heavy hitters coming out with stuff.
Yeah, is Cold Casket, do they have Gulch?
Yeah, Close Casket.
Okay, Gulch. Yeah. So they've got some big...
Yeah, they've got some really cool stuff.
Big bands.
So check that out. Before that, you heard another single, which was the song Plastic. From Winnipeg, have been around in the Canadian punk scene for a minute. And they will actually be coming to Vancouver in April, which, you know, is far away. So hopefully I'll remember to remind you closer to April. But yeah, they're coming in April. Should be fun. And we started with just what I was listening to in the office, really, which is Obey Al-Shirani's release off of Sandbox, which is just this kind of ambient, this kind of dusty ambient album I fall back into all the time. There's just some soft sorrow to it that just really speaks to me, and it's like, it's not contrived, it's not cheesy, it's just like kind of this like beautiful, mournful electronic piece. And yeah, highly recommend Sandbox by Obey Al-Shirani. And we are at the 3:30 mark here on Radioland, so let's get going, I think. Next up is one of Tasha's picks. This is a band called
This is a test of the emergency alert system. This is only a test. Thank you for listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
My house is up. Let's go.
America, they told me it was clever. Jessica's gone on vacation on the dark side of town forever. Who knew? They told me it was clever. Jessica's gone on vacation on the dark side of town forever. Who knew? Who knew? Out of town forever. Who knew? Who knew? Who knew? Who knew?
clean and she's never had a sin. Only the blood of the Savior stained her lips. She appears to me in a dead confetti sea, singing country karaoke through the mist of the coffin fog. Like flares on the braided halo in her hair.
Welcome back to the sound of voices as opposed to the sound of music. That is probably the clearest distinction between this part of the show and the other part of the show. So, yeah, you're listening to I Come From The Mountain, the show that doesn't happen on a physical mountain, it happens in the mountains of your mind, and you're listening to CITR. And thank you so much for being here in the oral space. I'm witnessing you through my voice, which is strange, but you know, I know you're listening, so thank you. You just heard a couple songs, so let's talk about the couple songs that you heard.
Let's talk about them.
Let's have a discussion.
Yeah, come on in.
Yeah, come on, sit down. Need some water?
Yeah, make yourself comfortable.
Take your shoes off. Yeah. Stay a while. Mm-hmm. You just heard a song by Bambara. Named Pray to Me. It's their new single off of their upcoming album, which has a name, but I actually can't remember what that name is, so I apologize for that. Before that, you heard from Cloakroom, show favorite for sure, a song called Unbelonging, which is also a single and also going to be put out by Closed Casket Activities.
Wow, we are so relevant. Wait, they're also on Closed Casket?
Yeah, they got signed at the same time that Spy did, actually.
Interesting.
It's strange. That's why, yeah. I'm saying Closed Casket's just making some good calls lately.
They're making moves.
Yeah, they are. They're, wow, absolutely making moves. Before that, you heard an oldie but a goodie. You heard from local troubadour Destroyer, a song called Song for America, which just felt very apt today, from his phenomenal album Kaput. And before that, you heard from the ever experimental, ever prolific Full of Hell, this time with Andrew Nolan and John Broderick, a song called Sphere of Saturn, off of their brand new release, Scraping the Divine, which is a collaborative album directly with Andrew Nolan, but also includes a spattering of other players and bands and artists and stuff, because that's just how Full of Hell are. And truly, you know, their best records lately, in my opinion, are actually their collaboration albums, because they kind of sometimes just get locked, like too lost in Full of Hell sauce.
Yeah, I was going to say, you did say this sort of quietly over the break while we were listening to the songs. And yeah. I was like, is this one of the ones in which you feel that they were lost in their own sauce?
No, not at all.
Yeah, because I think it was better executed than the collaboration album that they did with Nothing.
Yeah.
It was also a band that I like. We'll say full disclosure. I like both of them, but in collaboration, I don't really think it gave anything.
Yeah, it didn't really sit anywhere different than a typical Full of Hell album or a typical Nothing album, I guess, which is strange because you'd think that they would add so much to each other's sound. But yeah, I agree. I didn't revisit it. I didn't hate it, but
no.
It wasn't like their collaboration with Merzbow. It's probably the best thing they've ever done. That album is like so unbelievably good. It's crazy. So,
but this is not something that I knew of them doing often. Like, I didn't know this was.
Yeah, this is like part, like they've done it with The Body. They've done it with Merzbow. They've done it with Andrew Nolan. They did it with Nothing. There's a couple others.
Yeah.
I can't remember all of them. I believe they've done one with Emma Ruth Rundle and with Thou.
Then I am waiting for them to collaborate with someone that offers like total sonic dissonance.
Yeah,
you know,
totally.
That's the one that I'm really here for. So
it's coming.
They're not listening, but you know,
you don't know that. Full of Hell, if you're listening,
can you please do that?
Full of Hell, if you're listening right now, you've heard it straight from the horse's mouth.
I am a horse.
No, you are post collapse today. You
right.
can be a, you can be a horse next week.
Next week. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm getting ahead of myself.
You are getting ahead of yourself. But I figured we'd finish today with a song that I like from an album that I didn't love. And only because this band just has so much emotional weight for me, which is Planes Mistaken for Stars. This is their new album, Do You Still Love Me? Which is particularly important because they released it after the death of their lead songwriter and vocalist. My understanding is that it was written during like kind of his terminal diagnosis, and so as a concept, the album is incredibly sad and heavy. But you can almost kind of hear the end in it, and maybe not in a good way, but it has moments of just this like actual kind of like authentic solitude, I think, is what I think. And I can only imagine that is the perfect, like, that is how one could describe the moment where you find out that maybe this is the end of your time on Earth. So I felt apt for what our soft theme of the episode is. So I'm playing you what is likely my favorite song off of this album, which, like I said, I don't think it's the best thing Planes has ever done, but just from like the thematic component, I think it's just very, it's very weighed, and I enjoy that. So I leave you with one more song. This is a song called Punch the Gauge off of Do You Still Love Me by Planes Mistaken for Stars. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you enjoyed everything I've done today. I'm sorry about that skip during like song 4, because that's just sometimes what happens when you play music live for people. So apologies for that. Don't sue me, but like you can write me an angry email if you were really upset by it, I guess. So but you know, maybe also don't do that, because like I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. Okay. Anyway, you're listening to, or you have been listening to, I Come From the Mountain. And you are still listening to CITR 101.9 FM forever.
You still are.
You still are, and you will, and you will continue to, even through your sleep. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye for now, Radio World.